Final game between the Twins and Astros. We'll take it to the bottom of the fourth, 2-1 Twins. Kyle Gibson facing Nerichka Aoki.
And the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to right center field. Rosario chasing after it. He won't get it. It's over his head. It's going to roll to the wall. One run will score. Trail runner being waved home. Relay from Adrianza not nearly in time. And the Astros have the lead. It's a one-out, two-run double. For Nerichka Aoki. Over the head of Rosario in right center field. 3-2 Astros. And as I cross the street, I hear one of them say, yeah, he looks like a jerk anyway. There's a strike call. Breaking ball, freezing Grossman. Down he goes. It's the 10th strikeout so far in these spots. And he does here, swinging miss and a breaking ball that would have landed in the left-handed batter's box. 11 strikeouts for Fires. We're through 5.5. Thing when they get here, they're so busy with the other aspects.
Chop to third. Escobar jumps and catches it on the ground. He'll throw across for the out. And now Marisnik makes third as Vargas throws it away. Foul territory down the left field line. Marisnik scores. It's 4-2 Houston. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him in the dirt. Picked up by Jimenez. He'll look to third. Now throw home. Here comes Altuve. He scores. Giles ready. The 2-2, ground ball to the right side. Near first, glove by Gurriel. Feeds Giles at the bag, and that's the ball game.
5-3 Astros is your final score. The Astros have now doubled in 49 consecutive games. That's the third longest streak in MLB history behind the 1996 Indians and the 1999 Braves. Paul Molitor and the Twins unable to pull it off against the Astros on Sunday as they lose 5-3. Here's what he had to say.
He had a pretty good day. You know, I think it qualifies as a quality start. You know, he had some innings that were clean, especially the fifth and the sixth. You know, when he got into trouble with the leadoff double, you know, he got a little bit cautious there and with the base on balls and had a chance to put a couple of guys away. Their bottom of the lineup, you know, did a lot of the damage today. Aoki had a couple of big hits. But, you know, he maneuvered his way fairly well. He gave us an opportunity there. We kind of squandered defensively in terms of execution late for them to separate a little bit. But, you know, we battled. Fires obviously had a good day. You know, the strikeouts, double digits, and, you know, he had us guessing a lot, I think, and in between a lot of pitches. So we didn't muster a lot of offense there. We still gave ourselves a chance at the end. Couldn't get a big hit there in the ninth to keep the rally going.
Their speed seemed to cause issues late in the game. Anything that you look back on that you – yeah, it was a little bit of a problem.
Well, it's I was hoping, you know, if Marisnik reaches earlier in the count there, I was going to probably give you a shot at Springer just because I knew he had a better chance of containing the stolen base. But he had the however many pitches before the walk, and so I went ahead and switched it up, and, you know, we weren't quick enough to the plate to give ourselves a chance on the stolen base. You know, Esco, I'm not sure if he looked him back on the throw to first there, but he got kind of a walking lead to go ahead and take 90 feet there. We didn't execute the throw. Altuve talked to Buddy about, you know, he was going to try to run at some point, and we didn't quicken up enough there. And then we got caught on the ball in the dirt where Jimenez didn't have much of a chance peripherally to see how much Altuve was treating down the line. So they made some real aggressive plays, intuitive, put pressure on us, and we couldn't stop them.
All that being said, you get two on and Sano up in the ninth inning to tie and run.
Well, you know, you're hoping that you find a way to get some base runners. You know, with 3, 4, 5 potentially, especially the two guys get on, which they did. And, you know, we just couldn't, you know, Miggy couldn't find a hole and Kep got a run in. But, you know, you're looking for a hit there before Vargy finally grounded out to end it.
The Aoki double in the fourth, I guess you're playing a more shallow, but was that the best route?
I haven't seen the route specifically. I think we're all spoiled when Byron's out there. It looks a little different when someone else is out there. You know, I kind of rechecked the charts there when I saw how we, you know, we're trying to protect against maybe throwing a guy out with two strikes, shade him to left center. We were in a pretty good spot given what we knew. He just got a breaking ball down over the middle that he was able to pull into that triangle out there.
Wow, the Fires not use his curve to like the middle of innings. Did he kind of use that in the last couple of innings of his outing?
We saw a little bit early. I think it increased as it went on. I think good pitchers try to hold on to a pitch as much as they can if the other stuff's working to give you a different look third time around. You know, a lot of fastball changeup early. You know, he can elevate the fastball even at 88 to 90. You know, it plays. You know, he's got a good feel of how to use his pitches.
Monday, the Twins are in Minneapolis to face the Yankees. Same day, the Astros are in Houston to play the Mariners.